Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 19th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Mac Rumors obtained an internal Apple service document for the new MacBook Pros, which includes this line, quote, "The keyboard has a membrane under the keycaps to prevent debris from entering the butterfly mechanism." Now, Apple has already described this membrane as making the keys quieter. Earlier gen MacBook keyboards had problems with sticky keys, and Apple now offers free repairs on 2016 and 2017 MacBook Pro keyboards, but not as replacement keyboards on older models. Comcast withdrew its offer to purchase most of 21st Century Fox, which puts Disney in position to acquire everything except the broadcasting network Fox News, Fox Business, FS1, FS2, and the Big Ten Network, which will be spun off into their own company. Disney also previously agreed with regulators to sell off the Fox Sports regional networks it will acquire as part of the deal. Meanwhile, Comcast will focus on acquiring Sky, which is 39% owned by Fox. Corning unveiled Gorilla Glass 6, which it says can survive an average of 15 drops of about a meter, which is twice as good as Gorilla Glass 5. Corning also says the new glass can survive drops for higher heights as well, has the same scratch resistance as version 5. Gorilla Glass 6 is in production now and available to smartphone makers. It's expected to show up on shipping phones in the next several months. Sources tell Bloomberg that Google's Project Fuchsia OS is designed to work better with voice integration, frequent security updates, and look the same across devices from laptops to Internet of Things sensors. Fuchsia also uses the Zircon kernel rather than Linux. Google started posting Fuchsia code online in 2016, some of it open source. Sources say the plan is to put Fuchsia on connected home devices within 3 years, then move on to larger machines with a goal to replace Android within the next 5 years. Executives have reportedly not signed off on the plan officially, but there is support. Alphabet's Loon said Thursday it has reached its first commercial deal with Telkom Kenya. Loon will deploy its balloons to broadcast 4G internet service over rural and suburban areas in Kenya starting next year. Telkom Kenya is the country's third largest carrier behind Safaricom and Bharti Airtel. Siri co-founder Tom Gruber and search chief Biffal Ved Prakash have left the company. The Information reported this originally. John Giandaria is taken over as Apple's chief of machine learning and artificial intelligence. Gruber was the last of three Siri co-founders to remain at Apple. His co-founders previously left to start Siri competitor Viv. Prakash was originally CEO of search engine and analytics firm Topsy, which Apple bought back in 2013. EU regulators charged Qualcomm with a new violation over accusations of selling UMTS baseband chipsets below cost in order to undermine competitors Nvidia and Icera. Back in 2015, the EU accused Qualcomm of abusing its market power over Icera between 2009 and 2011. It was also fined in January for paying Apple to use Qualcomm chips over Intel. Facebook and Instagram are tightening down the way their moderators shut down accounts from users found to be under the age of 13. The company's former policy was to investigate accounts if they were first reported specifically for being underage. Now moderators will look into accounts of any underage user they come across, even if the account was reported for something else. Once an account gets locked, Facebook will require a government-issued photo ID for proof of age. DC announced at San Diego Comic-Con that its streaming service DC Universe will launch this fall as a hub for all things DC, with content, comics, an encyclopedia, and a social platform for fans. DC Universe will cost $7.99 per month, or $74.99 for an annual subscription. Subscribers who pre-order will get an additional 3 months for free. DC will bring 5 original shows to the platform in conjunction with Warner Brothers, in addition to existing live-action and animated works. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.